Good, thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody here today, the council's staff, and declare the meeting open at 10 a.m. and also recognise the people in the public gallery. We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which we work and live, the Palawar people of this land, Tasmania, and recognise their continuing connection to the land, skies and waters, and we pay respect to the elders past and present. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to advise you that today's council meeting is being live streamed and recorded. This means that members of the public who are unable to attend in person can still observe the proceedings. By remaining in this chamber, you are consenting to being filmed and recorded. Please be mindful of your actions and contributions as they will be visible to the public, and thank you for your cooperation. 24.1.1 is people in attendance. 24.1.2 is apologies, and we have one for Councillor Ian Carter. 24.1.3, leave of absence, which we have nil. And 24.1.4 is staff in attendance. 24.2.1 is public question time. And John, would you like to respond to that, or that'll be just responded to in seven business days?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
No worries, thank you. Do we have any other questions from the public? We have none. Would you like to come forward and sit at the table and just state your name and read out your questions, please?
My name is Ian Carline. I live at 15 Talbot Street, Fingal. You're proposing to put a pump track in Fingal, and I want to know who or what gives the council the right to go ahead with such an unconscionable act, in my opinion, such as putting this pump track here. Because Fingal is in a tranquil valley, it's a beautiful place, and we came back here to retire from the mainland back here to Tasmania. And we feel that our peace and quiet is going to be destroyed because of this proposal. That's my question to you.
Thank you very much. Now, that there has been recorded. If you'd like to pass your written question to Ange up here, you'll get a response in seven business days.
Okay,
as long as you've got your contact details on there as well for us. Do we have any further questions from the public?
What do you want by contact details?
Well, we can't contact you if we haven't got your contact details.
What? Yeah, do you want number?
Have you got a number, an email?
Yeah, I'll get phone number.
Email address.
Email is the best if you have one, so that we can put it in writing.
Bear this out, that's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have further questions from the public. Yeah, come forward, mate. Come forward and take a seat.
Okay, I'll take it. Name's Paul Burris. I moved into Fingal about 12 months ago.
No worries.
So I'm fairly new, so I'm just getting a feel for the area. But Mike, I had a question regarding this proposed park redevelopment. It's going to involve a bit of earthworks, and what environmental studies have been checked, and is there a place we can find out where that's been recorded? You know, any impact statements? There could be asbestos and other materials where you're going to end up potentially digging that could be disturbed as a result of being laying dormant behind the railway track, as far as I see, in my opinion anyway. So is there a place we can actually see these results if you've undertaken it?
You've got that all down in
writing? I've got a bit of that, yes.
Yeah, thank you. If you just write your questions down, and once again with an email address, so we can
send
a formal response to you within seven working days.
And my only look, I had one other general one, which was basically in the rediscovering of Tasmania and all the hype, new ferries, etc. Do we have more plans for the revitalisation of Fingal? Because it seems a park is one thing, but it's kind of a builder, they will come, hopefully. What other things are going to help us attract people into there to build that community back up?
Okay. Contacts, we can get back to you on that.
Thank you very much.
No, look, that's fine.
I'll give you the two together. Do you want to read that, that one? And, I'll give you the number.
That's,
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you very much for your time.
Do we have any other further questions? Please come forward.
Hi.
And your name?
The reasons for moving the RV...
Just if you could record your name, please, for the...
Oh, my name is Valerie Carline. I live at 15 Talbot Street, Fingal.
Thank you.
The reasons for moving the RV site is supposedly for the safety of children. Then why are you proposing to build a pump track to draw children? Even on this document I've got here, it has that you were going to restore the early years backtrack, meaning you are enticing younger children to come and play on that backtrack. What's this all about?
Is that all written down in your question, is it?
That's it.
That's it. If you would pass that on, you will get a response in 7 days. Thank you. Have you got your email address?
I'm sure Anne will work it out. She can read my mind.
Do you want my name in it?
Yeah, can you pop that? Yep. Do you want to pop that on there? Thank you.
I don't know how you're going to understand that.
She's very good. She can understand writing, so she'll understand.
Oh, look.
Thank you. How are you? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do we have any further questions? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. My name is Severin Krupski from 17 Talbot Street, Fingal. And I have a question about open space facility provision, which was published by Council in February 2023. According to Break O'Day Council, open space management and development guidelines carried out by City Council, Fingal Park at 17A, Talbot Street open space inventory statement say is specified as local. And the facility provision on page 5 of that open space management and development guidelines is clearly stated a skate, BMX and bike facility not suitable, which is perfectly understandable. The question to Council is, what explanation does Council have for breaking their own open space and management development guidelines? Another question I have is a future plans for the Fingal Township. Plans to develop youth park with equipment which specifically designed for young people is unconditional. Unconditionable act is discriminates against other age group in the community and contravenes discrimination laws to protect all the people from unfair treatment. The question to Council is, what plans the Council have to accommodate the needs of most of the residents who are not youth? And the last question about finances. All major developments require funding from both local and state governments. Information has only been received regarding the proposal for redevelopment of Fingal Town Park into Youth Park. no information is given about the total allocated funding of this proposal. The question to Council is, what other locations have been considered for the youth park when there are other sites more suitable, cost and use effective? Thank you.
Thank you very much. And if you'd like to collect those, and once again, you'll get a response in 7 business days.
Thank you.
We have no further questions from the public. Thank you. 24.2.1 is being dealt with. 24.3.0 is declaration of an interest of a councillor or close associate. Do we have any? We have nothing. 24.4.1 is the confirmation of minutes of the council meeting held on the 19th of August. Do I have somebody move? Councillor Fever, seconded Councillor Oldham. Do we have any comments towards those minutes? We have nil. I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Oh, Councillor Johnson? Unanimous. Thank you. 24.5.0 is the council workshops held since the 19th of August, there for your information. 24.6.0 is the planning authority, and today we have nothing, so I won't go in and advise that we're in it and have to advise that we're now out of it, so there is nothing to be dealt with in the planning authority today. 24.7.1 is outstanding matters. Do we have anybody who would like to bring anything up on this? Councillor Drummond.
I just ask if there's been any development in regard to the agreement for the front garden of the old hospital site. Any movement?
Thank you, Councillor Drummond. We're still waiting for advice from Department of Communities Tasmania regarding the progress with dealing with the site. So it's an active discussion and they are well aware of our interest in the site.
Thank you very much.
Councillor Johnson.
Just in regards to the Online Access Centre funding, I just wondered if there's any further correspondence re-participating in this review. It says here that we've shown interest in participating in the site review. I'm just wondering if there's been any further correspondence with that.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. Yes, we indicated our desire to participate, mm-hmm. and we've been advised that they will be in contact with us, but there's been nothing since, so I'm not sure of their process. There's been no visibility of that broader process since our advice then, so I anticipate, yeah, they haven't got a lot of time between now and the end of the year to complete that process. But funding was included in the current state budget.
Do we have any further questions, Councillor Fever?
Just going back to the confirmation of minutes, I moved that, but I actually wasn't here. I just realised, so it's probably not a good idea.
Probably not a good idea, Councillor Fever. So, look, we will retract that, and I'll take it back to the confirmation of minutes. And can I have somebody move the minutes who was here? Councillor Wright. And once again, seconded by Councillor Oldham. Is there any further conversation on that? Everybody's happy? I'll take it to the vote.
Oh, is that the minutes we're doing?
Minutes.
Thank you.
Carried unanimous. Thank you. And is there anything else?
Councillor Drummond had another question.
Councillor Drummond.
Just one question, if I may. Page 20 of the outstanding matters we've got regarding an all-encompassing approach to dual naming in our area. I'm just wondering if that's progressed any, knowing it's parks, possibly not, but...
thank you, Councillor Drummond. Certainly, as mentioned previously, because of what's going on with the Reconciliation Action Plan, and looking at a more comprehensive approach rather than just an isolated piece there. So certainly that's part of the language and culture piece within the Reconciliation Action
Plan.
Thank
you.
Any further questions? If no further questions, we'll move on to 24.8.1 as petitions. We have a petition from about the Fingal Youth Park redevelopment relocation, Fingal RV Park. John, would you like to lead this one?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. A petition was received from the Fingal community and proposed by Ian Carline, Peter McGill and Suwan Krupski. And we've addressed a petition in here. Mr Mayor, there's the opportunity for one of those petitioners to address council for 5 minutes, if they would like to, in relation to the petition.
So is there anybody from that petition who would like to come forward and speak on behalf of the petition?
Petition basically reflect how the community feels about it. Unfortunately, we haven't found anyone who is agree for the council plans to redevelop the way it's been presented. And we wrote the letter as well to explain our position and propositions and what needs to be done and to make the Fingal more friendly. And we have to understand that according to the government plans and advertisement, we're taking more tourists into the Tasmania, and the Fingal is a little bit run downtown at the moment, and we're expecting more tourists. St. Mary's Pass gonna be redeveloped. So what we're gonna do for tourists here to create opportunities for businesses, create the opportunity for communities, and create the opportunity for people to come in and live in it. Because that's the only way, if we attract people to come in, then town gonna grow. And developing the youth park in that location is not gonna bring young people into the town, what we've been explained. So that's mainly thing that we would like to express, and we are very happy to work together on proposals. And we just received the proposal for St. Mary's Pass from government. It was 7 different options, and the meetings and everything was done perfectly. We're looking after to get some proposal happen as well for Fingal. Let's work together how to develop the town to benefit everybody and make more accessible to all the people. We have opportunity to speak to a lot of tourists, to a lot of people from Hobart traveling from Launceston, Devonport, and they're asking us a simple question. What we can do here? Where we can go from here? So the information provided, there is not enough, obviously. This is supposed to be tourist hub for tourists, that people can be divided and people can direct it to the right spots, to go to the north, go to the northeast, go to the southeast. But they looking for this information constantly. We're having this almost every day, people asking, what next? We're having buses, carving buses. They said, oh, we can't even sit here. Okay? We have a seniors club excursions. They want to have a break. This is even road safety requirements to have people to stop. And Fingal is only perfect spot when people can have enough room to stop with the caravan, stop with the boat, stop with the buses, because it's very wide road. So we have no issue there. And other facility like charging electric vehicle, dumping spot, everything is there. So we, as I said, we have a very nice community. There are a lot of new people came in, willing to work together to achieve something really nice. Not just for us, but for everybody. We're not focusing to do just for the youth people, because it's only 10 young people there. Not even BMX bike there. Okay? We have another location which we can adapt and make more usable. Like used to be before. we have festivals there. A lot of people came there. Like, make something happening. And really, I really want to stress very firmly that we have people to work together. We're not here to fight against youth. Not at all. We need young people coming in. But let's create the reason why they can come in. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. Would you like to make a comment, please?
I want to read you something. Right. There was a poet named James Macaulay, right? And he wrote a poem called Fingal Valley. It says it was romantically written by James. The blonding summer grasses, the stubby fields, the green, the sheep in pools of shadow, moth thistle down between. Now that is the Fingal Valley. Why fix it if it's not broken?
Well, look, I appreciate everybody's got a point of view, and we all have different points of view. We all also, unfortunately, have government legislation that we have to abide by, especially with the Child Safe Organisation, the new legislation that's come through. And hence, the gentleman before you talked about the festivals. A lot of our festivals are falling away by the wayside, not because of council, it's because of nobody wants to volunteer. They want everybody to do things, but nobody wants to put their hand up. And unfortunately, it's Australia-wide. It's not Fingal-orientated. So we need to work together. We need to try to get outcomes. We need to try to do what's good for everybody, and not everybody will always be happy with the end result. But at the end of the day, we do need to make decisions. They've got to be based on good, honest, reliable information and do the best we can do. So I appreciate everybody putting the petition forward, but we'll finish with that one now and we will move forward. But thank you very much for putting your positions forward and we will move on. Thank you. So can I have somebody move that we receive the position? Councillor Drummond and seconded Councillor Chappell. Is that all in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. Councillor Drummond.
Sorry, may I ask something about petitions? I know that we're, you know, it's under the legislation, section 57. I'm just wondering if, I mean, I've never asked this question before, but if there's some flex in petitions in regard to, we're looking at the municipality of, you know, what are we, 7,500 or something. I'm just wondering, when it's a small community like this, is there any leeway to have lesser numbers counted? I know it's legislated and there's your problem, but I'm just wondering if there's a way around that.
Thank you, Councillor Drummond. It's specified in legislation, so there's no leeway there. But, however, even though it's not a valid petition, we still bring it forward for Council's consideration as well. So it does get that opportunity for to be dealt with as well. So it's not ignored.
No, it's not.
It's treated the same. We just know that status is...
I agree.
It's very difficult for communities to achieve the numbers required. So that's why, as part of the process, we make sure that they're not disenfranchised.
Yeah, and that's why, because as you just said, St Helens has a lot more people. Yeah. If they put a petition together, they're more likely to get the compliant numbers, whereas you've got a small community, less likely to obtain
that's
those
right.
numbers because of the numbers in that community. Thank you, John. Thank you.
I think it's been proven many times, Councillor Drummond, even though they don't apply, we have always allowed discussion and brought the petitions to Council to be heard as if it was compliant. So 24.9.0, notice of motion, we have nil. 24.10.0, councillors' questions on notice, we have nil. 24.11.0, councillors' questions without notice. Do we have any questions? Councillor Drummond.
Something I've asked previously, and it's just, and it's, it's only just come to me, just because of the presentation this morning by the residents of Fingal, is there a way we can reactivate that Fingal Valley Tourism Group? I've talked to a few people who might be interested in that. We've talked about it. It's been in abeyance because it went into abeyance with COVID and a lack of people. But now there are, as we've been told this morning, a lot of people moving into the town, and there might be some more interested parties. So I'm just wondering if we can reignite, if you like, that tourist group.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We just need to check with the Manager of Community Services in relation to that, but certainly previously Council provided some support to that group, but really it does rest with the community to do that. So that was obviously the Fingal Valley, and it was driven by Mary Knowles predominantly previously.
Right. Peter Trude. Well.
So if the community want to pursue that, that's certainly something we're more than happy to work with the community to provide some support to get that moving as well. But yeah, there's certainly through the valley with St Mary's and Fingal, and out through Methina, and that is interest, and it's certainly an important part of the local economy as well.
I'll just send to Ange.
Thank you. Do we have any further questions without notice? We have nothing. 24.12.1 is the Mayor's communications for period ending 16th of September for your information. 24.12.2, Councillor reports for the period ending 16th of September. Brigadier Chamber of Commerce and Tourism, Deputy Mayor Christy Chappell, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had the annual general meeting on Tuesday the 3rd of September, sorry, Ange. We were able to achieve a quorum there with people over the phone. The President was re-elected at Matthew Lowndes, Vice President was Sandy Johnson. I'll send these to you, Ange, if you like. Vice President Sandy Johnson, Secretary Chair was vacant, so they're continuing to work on that. Treasurer is Donna Colson, and the Executive Member elected was Stuart Muir, so they'll be continuing to work on filling that Secretary position, and Stuart, we continue to do it at the moment.
Thank you very much, Deputy Mayor. NRM Special Committee, Councillor Drummond.
We held a meeting on the 3rd of September 2024. We had a presentation, a briefing from the Glamorgan Spring Bay Natural Resources Management and Climate Resilience Strategy, which was very interesting. And I assume that Polly will be reporting on that meeting later on. So a lot of issues came up still in regard to the skyline tier and the potential for that to be replanted, so that was of concern to the NRM committee. Yep.
Thank you very much, Councillor Drummond. East Coast Tourism, Councillor Fever.
Just regarding the positive impact plan, there's a project committee and I'm on the committee, and we'll meet Friday the 27th of September. The East Coast AGM, East Coast Tourism AGM, is on Friday, October the 18th. At the Scamander Complex, we have a meeting first, then the AGM is from 2:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. Then we're moving on to the Scamander Sanctuary Holiday Park, and that's for a networking and presentation of the annual report.
Thank you very much, Councillor Fever. Mental Health Action Group, anything, Barry?
Yes, there's an event this Saturday, the 21st of September. It's Men Care 2, that's the title. It's at the rotunda in front of the council chambers. There's a walk at 10 o'clock for men just to pot around the bay, with it followed by a barbecue at 11 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Councillor Fever. Access Inclusion Advisory Committee, Councillor Drummond.
We've got a meeting coming up next week on the 23rd of September.
Thank you, and we won't get a lot out of Councillor Carter with the bar fires. Master Plan. 24.3.1 is the Corporate Services Department report. Good morning, Rao. Would you like to come forward?
Yeah, good morning, councillors. Good to see you all again. It's been a while.
We'll give you a tour of the building and show you the exits later.
I remember them vaguely.
Not councillor Hunt.
Mayor and councillors, the Corporate Services Department report is presented for your information.
Can I have somebody move the report be received, Councillor Chapel and seconded Councillor Johnson. Any questions to the Corporate Services Manager on the report, please?
Just a comment, if I may, through the Mayor. The interest rates are looking good on our deposits again. That's nice to see.
They're dropping, but they're still quite good.
Better than the 1% and 2%.
And I will note that principal needs a correction there to AL.
Any other questions to the Corporate Services Manager? If not, I'm going to take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. 24.13.2 is the monthly financial report. And Raoul, is there anything outside of your notations that you think you'd like to bring forward that may be of a point of interest, please?
Yeah, there's probably only one point to bring forward, and that's the storm event that we had recently, which will have an impact on our program moving forward. We're not sure exactly the full extent of the cost of those works, but as we know, a lot of our staff have been out working really hard, clearing the roads and getting trees and everything under control. And as we've seen, we nearly seem to have a natural disaster every year, and that impacts our capital delivery program and our operational program, which I'm sure the Manager of Infrastructure can talk to more later on. But it is worth noting that it's very difficult when you're hit with these things nearly on an annual basis. They do have an impact on our budget and capacity to deliver. So I just thought that was worth noting, Mayor.
Look, thank you very much, Raoul. I think it's a very pertinent point because everybody has had a lot of storm damage in a lot of areas. And, of course, with that 257 mil that we had in March, it just seems you've got one cleaned up and you face the next one. So obviously we feel for the people that's had excessive storm damage, but I'd like to personally thank our workforce for the amount of work and that they've done cleaning the roads up and get people back to their properties. So I think that really needs to be passed on. Is there anybody who would like to move the report be received? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Fever. And any questions to Raoul on the report? Councillor Drummond?
I've just got one and I'm not quite sure it's the right place. But on page 45, we've got the St Mary's Indoor Recreation Facility. My question is that the evacuation centre building?
Is that in the Capital Works report?
Page 45, yes, it is under Capital Works. Just there.
Sorry, it's difficult here.
No, that's all right. I'm just trying to figure out what building it actually is.
I suspected that's exactly what it is.
The evacuation centre.
Yeah.
Can we get into a habit of calling things the same thing across the board, please? And my concern about that is that in the latest budget, the government have now supposedly given us that $500,000 over 2 years and not one. So where does that leave us as a council?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
This was the concern I had.
Thank you, Councillor Drummond. That was some creative accounting by the government on that one. Wasn't quite what we expected. So effectively what it will mean is that we would have to carry the expenditure until they pay us the following financial year. So,
which I think I said something about that, didn't I?
Well, it was more the question around actually getting the funds, which we did have that confirmation where we'd get the funds. But they've been slightly creative. I'll use the word creative.
So we've now got to carry that 500,000. We'll get 250 this year, is that right? And we'll get 250 next year. So we're carrying the 250 over to...
From when we complete the expenditure to that, so...
thank you.
Yeah.
Councillor Johnson.
This has just come out of... it's sort of a bigger question than to the report, but... You've raised the fact that we now nearly have a natural disaster every year. I'm just wondering, you know, and that impacts on our financial situation, if this is not something that we now... This is the new normal, that we're looking at putting that into our budget somehow, that there is some type of financial, you know, with climate change and there's big events, some type of contingency, I suppose. I'm not quite sure what it is in financial terms, but it's obviously a risk that is here and continually here. It looks like the weather this summer is going to be different to what we expected. We could have more floods, etc. I'm just, I suppose I'm putting it out there as a future-proofing sort of the financial space.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, the question?
Yeah, absolutely, Councillor. It's a good question.
And I don't expect you to answer it now, but I just, it feels like it's something that needs to be asked.
Yeah, no, look, I can give you an answer now. Council does have the ability to revisit our budget whenever we choose. We usually revisit our budget at 6-month periods. I think it'd be very difficult to put in an annual allocation for a natural disaster, and it's probably not required given we can actually revisit our budget at a 6-month period or a quarterly period and reallocate where we need to. And I think that's probably the key point, is that we reallocate. Because what we find with natural disasters is that our actual existing works program that we were hoping to deliver is what's impacted. So we can reallocate out of that to cover those costs at this stage. But we do have the capacity to revisit our budget, and John, you might be able to add some detail to that.
Certainly, Councillor Johnson. Also, because with the declaration of natural disasters such as we saw just recently with the wind, that triggers arrangements between the federal and state government in relation to natural disaster relief arrangements, where funding comes through for eligible expenditure. So we have to track in quite some detail the before, if possible, and the after, and document all of the works that we've had to be done, and can recover up to 75% of the funding once we get past a certain excess, so to speak, there as well. So largely we will recover the funds, but there's always an out-of-pocket for council as well. So, and as the Manager of Business Services mentioned, yeah, sometimes we just have to flex our budget to do that. But, yeah, there is support for us in this space.
Thank you. I appreciate the responses.
I appreciate Councillor Johnston's question on this, because I was thinking exactly the same thing, and your response, Rao. It is a pity to have to take these funds away from planned infrastructure works, and I would possibly like to, yeah, if we could discuss it, you know, get our heads around it a bit more. I do think it's such a pity that we plan these works and then we have to, you know, to do the and it's going to happen. It's going to continue to happen all the time. So I do appreciate the responses there, but it is something we will obviously need to be mindful of and that as well.
Yeah. Councillor Fever.
In the future, would it be possible to workshop what triggers a national disaster from the federal and state point of view? Because in my 10 years in council, it almost seems a raffle as to whether you reach a stage for them to actually put funding in, and I'd like to understand that a lot better.
Through, Mr. Mayor, we can prepare a report. That would be the easiest way, just to get that clarification. The guidelines are very specific. It's triggered by a request from the Premier to the federal government to undertake that, but it comes down to level of impact and the number of council areas which get impacted as well. So there's a number of things that come into it. But there are guidelines, so whilst it might seem a bit erratic, there are guidelines that they make the declarations within, so to try and be consistent with their declaration making.
And it's not, it's also, if I may, Barry, when we had that one in March, I made one phone call to the Premier. We discussed it for probably 20 minutes, the effect that it had on our community, and based on that phone call, he immediately got in touch with Canberra, and we was then declared a natural disaster. So we was very lucky in that aspect. But we've also got the Coordinator General Mooney, who is the Disaster Management Recovery Fund. There's quite a few different sections in this. It's not just a straight tick this box and you get it. There's quite a few other things now, and we're also looking now under the federally at the Coordinator General of being able to do betterment, because if a bridge gets washed out, and in the Northern Territory there was one bridge washed out 3 times in 2 years, if they'd have built it a metre higher, it wouldn't have occurred only once. So they're now taking into the disaster management recovery stage is now starting to look at betterment as well as being part of the criteria that you can apply for.
Yep.
Any further questions? If not, I'm going to take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. 24.13.3 is the Visitor Information Centre report. Would you like to speak to this one? Thanks, Ralph.
Mayor, the Visitor Information Centre report's provided monthly and gives councillors an update on the activities of the centre and the history room as well. They're always interesting reading. I note in this last period, the Versoil collection, that's quite a big collection, which is, according to the coordinator, has taken a little bit of work putting together, but trying to remember her first name. It's just escaped me all of a sudden. Beth, wasn't it? Elizabeth, yeah.
Elizabeth, yes.
Yeah, she's she was a long-term resident, and it's great that the History Room can provide those sorts of services to people who have significant collections about our community. You'll note that the door count and the visitor numbers are still pretty high for this time of the year. And the revenue from both the Visitor Information Centre and the History Room is provided for councillors' information.
Thank you. Can I somebody move the report? We receive Councillor Wright and seconded Councillor Johnson. Councillor Wright.
I just had a silly question with regard to the firearms inspection issue. The firearms are a fairly integral part of the display, isn't it? Wouldn't it be possible to actually make them unfunctionable, like take something out of them, like a firing pin or whatever, rather than have them locked away, or are they still going to be able to be on display?
Councillor Wright, virtually every firearm that's on display has been completely disabled. The breech has either been welded up, and they also put a blockage in the end of the barrel and also weld that up, so that basically every firearm that's accessible visually, and I will stand corrected, we do have the Inspector of Police here in the back row keeping our eye on proceedings today, but basically every firearm should be decommissioned, but that doesn't help you much on a dark night if something's pointed at you. But the reality is they are part of our history room. There is well and truly been looked after.
Oh yeah, I realise that, and I did think that they would have been decommissioned, as you say. I just wondered why it was then necessary to actually keep them in a safe rather than being on display where they're part of the...
For you, Mayor, I'd like to answer that, but I don't have a clue. Firearms, not my bag. Sorry, Councillor Wright. But I'll look into it for you.
This isn't a question, but not a comment. First of all, I think it's great the initiative to have free entry in Portsmouth.
Yeah, great. Getting people through adds value to our community, I think, by having these things open and available. And I'm thrilled that we're able to get staff to go have opportunities to go elsewhere, like here to go to the quarterly meeting that was held in Ross and included a tour of the female factory in Ross, which is a really amazing place to go. So I'm just pleased that we're those opportunities, that initiative, and then with the staff, that's great stuff. Thank you.
Councillor Drummond.
I just note that we have been invited to the launch of the Elizabeth Versailles book. That's on the 19th of October, which is, it's always lovely to receive those invitations and actually get to be involved with the History Room. And I had one question, if you could please expand on the skin checks. That sounds like an interesting program that we're offering.
Certainly through you, Mayor. It's interesting that the History and Coordinator brought that up. That is just an operational program that we offer for all of our staff, which has been expanded to include the volunteers and the History Rooms as well. It's a really great program where we can work with staff, with experts in checking their skin, to just map whether or not they've got any any concerning things that
I
need to be looked into.
It's just wonderful that we're offering it to volunteers.
Yeah.
That was why I was interested to know more. Thank you.
Yep.
That's great. Thank you.
Ariel, just one further comment, if I may. The 150th year of the original St Helens School and the video link that was done up at the History Room with Karen and Simon. Extremely positive for our area to have 150 years. And they tried hard to get one of the original students to come online, but they couldn't find any. But it was absolutely fantastic, and I think it's something that, by having it recorded for prosperity, 150 years is nice to have notched up, and John might have been there earlier than me, but we couldn't find anybody.
Later, Mr. Mayor, actually.
Later.
thanks for that, Mayor.
So, no, that was great, and I wish they all the success with that.
Absolutely agree. It was a really, really well done project.
Thank you. Can I take this to the vote? All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. 24.13.4 is the policy review of LG30, the public interest disclosure policy. Who's going to take this one? You, please. Round.
Through you, Mayor. Councillors, this has been to a workshop. As you know, the public interest disclosure policy required a review. The details of that review are included in the officer's report and further in the attachments associated with the agenda item.
Thank you. Can I have somebody move? Councillor Chappell, seconded Councillor Barnes. Any questions to Raoul on this? If we have no questions, we'll take this one as is. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.13.5 is a request for the general rate remission of 14 Mangunna Road, Fingal. Rao, would you like to speak to this one, please? It comes up every year.
Certainly, Mayor. As you say, it does come up every year, and it's part of our support of, I guess, the Fingal area community. The Malahide Golf Club is a good community asset. And one way council can support that is by waiving rates associated. So I don't see any reason council would deviate from its previous decision, but it comes up every year.
It certainly does, as it should. Can I have somebody move that we accept Councillor Fever, second Councillor Oldham? Any questions on that? Or we'll take this to the vote. And it's carried unanimous. Thank you. 24.14.1 is the Works and Infrastructure Report. Good morning, David.
Mayor and councillors.
Thank you very much, sir.
Good morning, councillors.
Good morning, David. You had an extremely busy period, so would you like to walk us through your report, please, for a start, David?
Yep. Thank you, Mayor. If I can get to it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so in terms of the storm damage event from 2 weeks ago, we're dealing with this issue in two parts. The first part was simply to push the tree debris to the side of the road so that we could open the road for communities, and that's by and large, that's been finished. Last week, we started clearing the debris from the side of the road because it creates a traffic hazard for passing vehicles. That work will take us at least another 3 weeks to finish. The worst hit areas in the municipality were up in the valley at Upper Esk, Methina, Evercreech and the Tyne area. And there's a huge volume of material pushed to the side of the road that we're having to dispose of currently. Further towards St Mary's, area around Curtis Road, off Elephant Road, seemed to get most of the damage down through the valley there. And then in around St Helens and Scamander and Beaumaris, it's been in localised to parks and reserves and some of the minor roads around this area. So another three weeks. We're utilising our own crews plus a number of local contractors. I don't have a definitive cost at this point, but we'll be able to do an update a bit later on today, and we can sort of pass that round as tentative information and then advise you on the final cost when we meet again.
Thank you very much, David. Can I have somebody please move the report be received? Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Fever. And any questions to David on this? Councillor Fever.
It's not a question. I'd just like to thank David and all the staff associated with the clean-up. It's really comforting being, as a councillor, to know that when something like this occurs, the planning's always really terrific, the work ethic's fantastic, and it's overlaid by total common sense, and I really appreciate that.
I'd like to second what Barry said, and I have had people in the community say to me how fabulous it has been. And they're things like, gee, they're good blokes. So I would like to second what you've said, Barry. I'd just like to ask you a question around the Evercreech Road that you've got there. So is it still okay to go along that road? Like, we're seeking an engineer's advice to the extent of the damage and repair cost.
Yeah, so, you know, sort of when a 5-tonne tree falls on a crash barrier, it does a lot of damage.
Yes.
And so the bridge is still safe. We've had an engineer inspect the bridge. There's going to be a bit of work to reinstate the barrier. It was the off-bridge barrier that predominantly took most of the damage, but there are three posts that are attached to the superstructure on one side of the bridge that got torn off. So there's going to be some repairs to that superstructure component to stop the water getting in and rusting the reinforcing steel. So we also had the second bridge at Priory suffered the same sort of fate.
Do you have any further questions, Councillor Drummond?
Mine's just to thank you for the note at the beginning of David's report about the consultation process that was talked about in the council meeting in August, so I'd like to thank David for that. And I also just want to ask about the weed officer. I've had a resident complain to me about the back streets in St Mary's, not the main, not the Esk Highway, but the smaller streets, about spraying there and the chemicals going into the stormwater. He has some concerns around that. So I don't know if we can do anything about that.
I guess the answer to that is if that person was to contact us, we would discuss that with him or her, and find out what's going on in that space.
I guess we purchased the steam weeder for that reason, and he's just concerned. I'll ask him if he'll make contact with you. Thank you.
I understand we've been very busy with lots of getting rid of all the damage and trees and things. I'm just looking at the Waste Stewardship Program, and great initiative. I'm just wondering how we are now sort of informing our ratepayers, and are the containers with us yet?
The answer is containers aren't with us yet.
Yet? Okay.
We're still waiting for the contractor. Once we know the date, we'll let people know about the batteries.
Thank you. Councillor Wright?
Back to something Janet just mentioned about the steam. I have a recollection that we had a conversation some time ago about maybe having a demonstration of the... And we haven't seen or heard anything on that. I'm wondering whether that is something that we can have organised, because I'm very interested to see how it works.
I think we need to... disrespect at all, Councillor, but I think we really need to allow the Works Department to get on and do their work with the clean-up and get all of the...
Oh, you're not meaning in the next 5 minutes or 5 weeks?
And then down the track,
when
it's convenient.
Down the track, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Just something that came to mind because it was mentioned.
So. Do we have any further questions? We have none. I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. 24.14.2 is the Animal Control Report. For your information, can I have somebody move that the report be received? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Chappell. Any questions outside of the report? If we have nothing, I'm going to take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. And 24.14.3 is phasing out the problematic single-use plastics in Tasmania. So, David, would you like to talk to this one?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, councillors, you
For the councils that were here for the workshop, you may recall that we looked at this. The government has produced the paper for which they'd like us to comment on. And in there they talk about the phase out in stages one and two of different types of plastics and future plastics that they prefer to ban. And there's a whole category listed in the report. Legat have asked us to provide a response to them so that they can sort of do a better response to government by Monday the 23rd of September. And so it's proposed that apart from officer comments, if you have comments or feedback, proposal is that you send it to me. I'll compile that information and run a final draft around before we submit it on 23rd of September.
Thank you, David. You all happy with that? Everybody? Yes.
Any comments from councillors at this point in time, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, any comments? The initial concept of what Legat is asking? Councillor Drummond?
That the fact that we implemented our own phasing out of single-use plastic shows that it was important to the council that we start moving on that. So I believe that that policy document that we had, even though it's being reviewed, provides some background to this information. As you are aware, I'm fully supportive of phasing out problematic single-use plastics in Tasmania, and I think this is a really good opportunity for us to have a say as a council to Legat to get a more broader across the state response to it. Thank you.
For the comments, I'm going to take this one to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. 24.15.1.
Who was moved and seconded?
That was moved by Councillor Fever and seconded. But no, sorry. I thought I did move that. If not, we're going to move it again.
Who's the mover?
Who did move it? Councillor.
Oh, Will.
Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Johnson. Everybody's happy with that?
Yep.
All in favour?
Yep.
Carried unanimous, thank you. Getting ahead of yourself there.
Right now.
Yeah, look, it's very close to coffee time in a couple of minutes, so why don't we stop for 10 minutes and we'll resume at 10 past 11.
Take
our place and let Ange start the recording.
Institutional council to do something.
You're right, Ange.
Yeah.
We're missing Councillor Oldham.
Councillor Oldham, sorry, we are too.